In a little over 2 weeks, the Winter Olympics kick off in Beijing, and it's hard to believe that Ireland first competed in this event back in 1992 with our two bobsleigh teams. And while the official Irish team will be announced in a few days' time, I'm joined now by two people who look very likely to be flying the flag for Ireland at the event. Elsa Desmond competes in the luge, and Thomas Maloney Westgaard is a cross-country skier. Elsa and Thomas, you're very welcome to the programme. Thank you for joining us this morning. So Elsa, I want to start with you because there are some people listening, and I'm going to put myself in this category, who are not overly familiar with what a luge is. We've seen a little bit of it on the telly, but will you just explain it to us exactly what it is, how it all works?
Yeah, of course. So we are on the same track as the bobsled, which I think most people are familiar with the bobsled track. But we are a one- or two-person sled. I personally just do singles, so I'm on a one-person sled, lying on my back, going feet first down the hill at speeds of up to about 140 kilometres an hour.
So it's hurtling down an icy chute on what looks like a drinks tray?
Effectively, yes.
How did you first become interested in this sport?
I saw it on the television, watching the Winter Olympics as a kid, and thought it just looked amazing, and then sort of spent a lot of years contacting various people, trying to get into it. And then as a teenager, I managed to try it. And from my first run, I knew I was going to continue because it's a lot of fun.
That was it. You were sold from the first attempt. How do you steer it, Elsa?
So it's quite complicated. You use your shoulders, you use head movements, you have handles, but it's not like a steering wheel, the handles. You use very small movements on the handles. And then you have what are sort of a candy cane-shaped runners underneath the sled, and your lower legs go on those, and you can use those as well.
Gosh, it sounds very complicated. Your involvement in sport, though, didn't begin with this. What other sports had you done at high levels in the past?
I've done lots of sports in my life. I've been very lucky. I did county rugby and county level at hockey as well. And I did quite a lot of swimming as well when I was younger.
And Thomas, you're a cross-country skier. I was looking at some cross-country skiing videos this morning. It's fine when you're going down, right? When you're skiing down the hill. It's not so much fun when you're going back up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's an endurance sport and yeah, I mean, you have to give everything you have on the uphills and on the flats, and you finally get some rest on the downhill parts. But yeah, we still go at around maybe 60 kilometers per hour downhill, and it's not that much to balance on with those two tiny skis. But yeah, of course, it is a tough sport.
And when you're going down, I get the impression from watching that there's a lot of tension in your body. You know, you really have to focus on your balance and your steering.
Yeah, exactly. And you're almost up on your maximum pulse heart rate. So it is quite hard.
So what events are you hoping to take part in Beijing?
I'm hoping to take part in three events, one 15K, one 30K, and the last 50K. So, yeah, it's very long, long distances.
Do you have a favourite?
I would say the 15K is my favourite, since I prefer one more than the other. I prefer the classic skiing because it's two different types of style. It's classic and skate, and I've always been better at classic. So that's my main goal for sure.
And you live and you grew up in Norway. So this kind of endurance skiing, is that something that most Norwegians grow up doing?
Yeah, it is. It's the national sport in Norway. So it's just like GA in Ireland and hurling. So it's a national sport here. And they say that Norwegians are born with skis. So it's quite a normal thing to do.
Yes, like how some people in some counties in Ireland are born with hurls. Elsa, you have an unusual ritual before you compete. Will you talk to us about the tic-tacs?
Yeah, so it didn't start as a ritual. It started because one of the Romanian athletes who I'm friends with kept giving me Tic Tacs in the start house, and she's since retired, but it's something I've just sort of continued. Before every training session and every race, I eat a singular Tic Tac in the start house.
Which flavour?
And In not mint, anything other than mint.
The orange one. It's got to be the orange one.
I'm currently on a pack of orange ones at the moment, yes.
Okay. And if you don't have them then, does that ruin your training session?
I don't remember the last time I didn't, but let's not find out what happens if I don't.
No, let's stick with it. You started with Team GB, Elsa. Tell us about your family connections with Ireland and how you are come. You now are representing this country.
Yeah, so I'm through my father's side. My grandparents on that side were from Ireland. My grandfather was from Cork. My grandmother was from Cavan. So as a kid, we used to go over to Castlerahan as a kid in the summers and see my Uncle Jim. And so we had strong connections with Ireland right from when I was really young. And it seemed an obvious decision to sort of move over when the time was right.
Mm-hmm. And the time was right. There was a change of coaching staff, wasn't there, with Team GB, and it didn't suit you. But you had to go through a lot in order to compete for Ireland, is that fair to say?
Yeah, so obviously being Irish, it was very easy from that side of things, but the challenge was Ireland didn't have any history in the sport, really. We had one athlete, I think, in the 90s, and so there was no Luge Federation, so we had to found a company and then the Luge Federation from there. So it took probably about 18 months from start to finish to set up the federation to allow me to compete.
And when people get in touch with the federation, they get a response back from you.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're it, are you?
My family do help me a little bit, but most of the day-to-day running is by me, yeah.
And Thomas, your own connection to Ireland, why did you want to represent Ireland in the cross-country skiing for the Winter Olympics?
So first of all, my mom is from Ireland. She grew up in Dunmore in County Galway, which is more known for footballers than cross-country skiers, for sure. I always had this dream of competing for Ireland since I was a little child, actually, because Norway will always have number ones and have a great recruitment in cross-country skiing, but I've always dreamed about being the first competitive skier for Ireland and to try and get Ireland up there in cross-country skiing. So that's been my dream, really.
I'm sure you have a great support base too, have you, in Galway?
Yeah, I have. I mean, the family was there in the last Olympics in Pyeongchang. So it was quite fantastic, really, that they made the effort to travel so far. And I mean, I'm sure they would have loved being in Beijing too, but of course it's really hard. The world is not easy during this time. So, they've been absolutely fantastic in supporting me.
And Elsa, people will have heard you saying there at the beginning, the speeds that you can reach when you're on the luge. Did you say 135 kilometres an hour as you're coming through the icy chute?
Yes, around that, 120 to 140, depending on the track.
That's extremely dangerous, isn't it?
It is a little bit, but most of the time, like, obviously we do crash. Crashes are part of learning, they're part of the sport, but most of the time you don't get hurt, you just sort of flip onto your face, slow down and stop.
So that sounds like fun. So you flip onto your face on the ice at speed.
Yeah, and then you just sort of slow down. Just don't let go of your sled. That's the number one rule.
And your first big race representing Ireland, Elsa, what was that like? When was that?
So that was the European Championships, which was last January, because I had to take a year off competition when I was changing nations. And just getting me to the start line was a challenge because we were a new federation. We didn't really know what we were doing. And there was lots of sort of administrative challenges that appeared in the 24 hours before the race. So just being on the start line was such a big thing. And then it was an okay race. I didn't do amazing. I didn't do terribly. I finished 27th in the Europeans. But it was just so exciting to be making history and representing Ireland as the first woman in my sport.
Absolutely. And onwards from there. Thomas, do you have any idea what it's going to be like in Beijing? Because I know the restrictions are still going to be very tight, aren't they, over there?
They are. I really don't know more than you do, but yeah, they say that it's going to be open for some local public, but of course, no one is allowed to come from abroad. So
yes.
it's going to be quite tight for sure, and quite different from the last one. But I mean, we were there to compete and to try to make the nation proud. And yeah, we really look forward to it.
Well, we look forward to watching you, both Elsa Desmond and Thomas Maloney Westgaard. Thank you very much indeed for telling us about it, and the best of luck to both of you in the Winter Olympics. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Brian Jennings.